bedtime story from military brat Jan Wirtz. These are her recollections. Dad always said the term brat came from the local town complaining that the local base's brats were taking over the school systems. The military, hearing this, turned brat from a pejorative to an honored title, and so the Air Force military brat term was born. When we first lived in Rapid City, South Dakota in around 1950, the SAC base there was pretty new. Hearing about the commissary and the post exchange, the locals decided we didn't need to shop in their stores. The grocery stores refused to serve any military families. The commissary was intended as a way to supplement, and in case of war, was the necessity to seal off the base for security reasons. A way to temporarily supply the base, not as total coverage of families' needs. To cover this mess, rail cars of groceries were brought in on a siding on base to cover necessities. Meanwhile, in town, the loss of revenue to serving the military families hurt the local economy, and the embargo against the base evaporated. Basically, it was a protest of the base taking over the town and changing it. Then the town discovered that it really couldn't get along without the base any longer. This town had been hit hard by the Great Depression to the point it wouldn't spend one dime it didn't have to. This was its detriment, as in the case of paving roads. Winter near Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills is extremely cold, with an odd phenomenon known as Chinook winds, which is air compressed and so heated when it goes over the mountains of the Black Hills, temps could go from minus 40 to plus 40 in an hour. This temperature change, plus the winter ice, was hard on the roads. The local government would only okay paving with around 1 inch of asphalt, which always broke up by spring and had to be replaced yet again. As for the civil rights movement, the military contribution hasn't been mentioned to my knowledge. At Rapid City in the early 1950s, it came to the base commander's attention that one of his officers, an African American, had been refused service at a local steakhouse restaurant. This officer and some of his air crew friends had stopped there for dinner after a long flight mission. Ellsworth had RB-47s and then B-52s. The owner ordered the African American out of his restaurant. The incident prompted the base commander to visit this restaurant personally. Facing the owner, he stated something to the effect of, "I hear you refuse to serve an Air Force officer." The owner agreed he had, but not because he was an Air Force officer. The commander was not impressed. "You did then refuse to serve him?" This in a very cold tone of voice. "Yes, but..." The base commander was not impressed. "All I'm interested in is, did you refuse to serve an Air Force officer? If this happens again, I will hear about it, and your restaurant will be placed off limits to all military personnel and their families. Do you understand?" The owner understood. Such an order would put him out of business. As for those people who know who the base commander was, he was a gentleman known as General Bearskin, a full-blooded Sioux.